The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
If you are dealing with any kind of loss in your life, no matter how insignificant, you are experiencing some sort of pain. Did you know that over time, that pain can become joy? It may sound odd, but listen on. This is Healing from Loss with Brenda B. We'll help you find the silver lining that takes you from where you are now to where you need to be to move forward. Now, here is host Brenda Blindenbaugh and co-host Monique McDonald.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Healing from Loss with Brenda B. and my co-host, Monique McDonald. I want to remind my listeners to visit www.wealthyhealers.com to receive the free audio on Transform Your Life by Healing Grief and Loss. You can also find me on Facebook at www.wealthyhealers.com/FB. And my Twitter handle is www.wealthyhealers.com/Twitter. Good morning, Monique.
Good morning,
how are you
Brenda.
Today?
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Great.
We're continuing on our topic about the chakras.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Last week you did such a great job covering the root chakra, and I learned so much. So now we're moving up the chakra chain.
Yes, we are. We're going to be talking about the solar plexus and the sacral chakra healing. And
Wonderful. So
there are two chakras we're going to be learning about today.
Great.
The second chakra is also known as the Swadhisthana or sacral chakra. It relates to your sexual energy, desire, pleasure, nurturance, your emotional states, functions, and your ability to create. It is located about 2 inches below your belly button. This chakra governs the whole pelvic region and is responsible for the ebb and flow of your emotions and feelings. This center is a moon center with water as its dominant element. Just as the energy of the moon creates a magnetic pull on the sea, so too does it affect the waters that flow within you. The genitals, womb, ovaries, testes, bladder, and kidneys are all water-related body parts, which are affected by your emotions. Notice the queasiness in your belly when you feel nervous or anxious, or running off into the toilet because your bladder fills up, or crying when you feel emotional. Emotions are simply energy in motion or movements of energy that we describe as fear, pain, anger, and pleasure. The sacral chakra, being the center of emotion, expresses what we feel. It is also the center of self-knowledge where you come to know and love the very essence of who you are. Creativity originates from this center. You are creative in your own unique way, and your creativity can be brought forth through the arts, your talents, passion, and gifts. I can is the statement that characterizes you when your sacral chakra is in balance. The element is water and is associated with the sense of taste. Our appetites and desires sit here and must be fed with a balance of healthy work, food, rest, exercise, and fun. The energy of the sacral chakra is fluid and cool, and when in balance, can be imagined as a gently flowing stream. This chakra feeds vital energy into the other chakras, and because we draw emotional strength from our sacral chakra in times of stress, it is important to keep it in balance. An imbalance in a chakra can mean it is either too open or overactive, or too closed and underactive. Imagine an overactive sacral chakra as a raging river, having no control of our emotions and being overindulgent in our behavior, which means that we will be pulling in and draining energy from the other chakras. If the chakra is underactive, it can be thought of as a nearly dry creek, emotionally numb and defeated, with barely enough energy to keep moving and nothing left to share. Both of these imbalances in our sacral chakra can be exemplified as the martyr. The martyr feels as if it's not worthy and doesn't deserve any pleasure in his or her life. Feeling any small amount of pleasure results in the self-inflicted punishment of guilt. This leads to feeling insecure and always hungry, not just for food, but for emotional fulfillment. For the last couple of weeks, I've been sharing with my database and friends and on social media about the Red Tent Revival, which is from May the 16th to May the 20th. It's a free 5-day online festival that will revive everything it means to be a woman, fun, pleasure, and returning to our feminine truth. And it never fails to amaze me how these synchronicities work. Of course, they work in everybody's life, but I'm just seeing this, how synchronistic this is. Here I am, you know, sharing about the sacral chakra, and a big aspect of the chakra has to do with pleasure. And the Red Tent Revival talks about it as well. Now, I'm not just talking about sexual pleasure. It's just experiencing pleasure in the little and big things in life. When we deny ourselves pleasure, there is a feeling that something is missing. And because the boundaries are undefined, this leads to addictions and destructive behavior, creating a draining cycle on the sacral chakra. A lot of addictions get created in this energetic plane because they become substitutes for love. The body is looking for something to be loved, so then sex becomes love. Other substitutes are drugs, alcohol and food, and being a workaholic. Of course, there are many other addictions as well. So can you see how this cycle works, Monique? Can you see how one thing leads into another? How, for instance, if you don't have pleasure, you know, it will lead to addiction. And I'm going to talk about it a little bit more later on, but can you see this?
Yeah, and I think back to when, you know, when I was married and I wasn't particularly happy and feeling fulfilled in that, you know, in the last few years of that relationship. And I remember going to see a woman who did healing work, and she hung a pendant over me to check my chakras. And she said that that particular one, I always remember that because she had it close to my belly button. And she said that that chakra was just completely shut down, and I suffered so much from menstrual issues and PMS and moodiness and, you know, all of that at the time. So now that you're explaining that, I think, oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yes, it does. And later on, we'll talk a little bit more about the other parts of our body that it affects. That's wonderful. Thank you, Monique. So when your sacral chakra is closed, you believe sex is bad and that it can hurt you. When it's open, you enjoy pleasure in many different ways of life. When it's closed, you feel closed, hurt, confused, and don't trust that you can be loved for being you. When it's open, you create healthy sexual experiences with others that honor you. So how do we balance the sacral chakra? There are many ways, of course, and so we're going to talk about color, nature, and sound therapy. Some are some of the ways that we can balance the chakra. The navel chakra is associated with the color orange. The vibration of the color orange can help the chakra come back into alignment. Lighting orange candles or picturing a bright orange or anything orange while focusing on your navel chakra will begin to balance it. The color orange helps to bring increased feelings of well-being, motivation, and inner joy. Use purple to restore balance to an overworked sacral chakra. Wear clothing and accessories that are colored orange. This orange ray is a warm, positive, and a stimulating color, influencing primarily the vital processes of assimilation and circulation. It regulates the intake of food and is based upon the spleen. So this orange vibrations are essential for health and vitality. This color's intrinsic elements are vitality, giving power, and life force. Now, the organs and the glands that are governed by the sacral chakra are the reproductive organs, the large intestine, all fluids of the body, circulation of the blood, hips, pelvis, sacrum, kidneys, and lower back. So crystal therapy, of course, can be used to balance the sacral chakra. Hematite, orange carnelian, amber, orange calcite, citrine, blue jasper, red jasper, and topaz. You can also, of course, use nutrition for balancing the chakra. Almonds, cinnamon, strawberries, melon, coconut, oranges, mandarin, water, of course, because this is the element for the chakra, orange peppers, carrots, pumpkin. And of course, aromatherapy and essential oils. Jasmine, rose, ylang ylang, sandalwood, and clara sage. Let me explain how right on these oils are for the chakra. All these oils, except for sandalwood, are from the blossoms of the plant. Not only are they beautiful to look at, but the scent is divine. Ooh, the scent, just smelling a fragrant rose, doesn't that make you feel great? And the essential oils are wonderful. They bring pleasure to the eyes if you are looking at the actual blossom and to your other senses. So these are the ones that I would use a lot of the time. But there are, of course, some essential oils for releasing different things that you need to, for instance, guilt, and so that they will enhance your well-being. For instance, frankincense brings tranquil insight and prevents the growth blocking energy, anything that is stopping you from growing. Patchouli brings well-being into the body so that you can go deep within. Sage helps with daydreaming and provides clarity. Thyme and lavender boosts your immune system and, of course, helps you to relax, especially lavender. Marjoram lifts guilt. Cypress helps you to move on after a major life change, such as the loss of a loved one, divorce, or a career move. Cypress, yes, I just mentioned that, right? So you can burn incense of cedar wood and juniper to cleanse or release guilt as well. Balancing the sacral chakra with nature is another way. This element, the element for the sacral chakra is water. So sitting by water, whether it be a lake, river, or ocean, and absorbing the energy will help you with its proper alignment. The chakra has to do with addictions, with guilt, with feeling like a martyr, closed, confused, not trusting that you are loved for who you are. So, Manik, which of these ways have you used to help you if you were experiencing any of these symptoms of the second chakra?
You know, without knowing, as always, it always makes me chuckle as I, you know, listen and learn from you, because without knowing the colors and those things, I looked around as you were going through that, and I was looking around in my place how much orange I have and how it really is the accent color that I have in my whole place, really vibrant oranges in pieces of pottery and china. I have a beautiful orange Buddha. I have a big bouquet of orange daisies. So,
wow.
You know, again, without knowing it. And then I think all the issues that I had that I was mentioning earlier back then when my chakra was apparently closed, I don't have any, you know, I don't have any of those issues anymore. So I think, well, just by having surrounded myself in that color without knowing consciously that that's what it was about, there must have been a part of me that knew that, and things have balanced themselves out.
Yes, isn't that wonderful? You know, our higher self, our bodies, it knows it if we're just willing to listen to it and be aware, you know, if we're aware of it. Of course, the more you understand it, then you can do it consciously. Isn't that right?
Yeah, and I mean, I've never really had orange. It's never been like a color I wear or a favorite color or anything, but it was just this feeling of that was the color I really wanted to use as the accent color in my place, and then just started finding pieces I liked. And like I say, I look around now and I think, my goodness, I must have 15 or 20 pieces that are in that color.
Wonderful. Me too. So I'm going to continue with, and then later on when we come from the break, we'll talk a bit more about it. But I want to talk about the solfeggio harmonics. The solfeggio frequencies are tones that differ from our musical scale. It's based on a 6-note scale. Historically, they have been used in powerful pieces like the Gregorian chants and the music of ancient civilizations. Music and sound can be a very powerful transformational tool for the human body and soul. However, information has come to light in recent years that our modern-day musical scale has been robbed of its vast potential for healing and transformation. And there was once an even more powerful, time-honored tonal scale known as the original solfeggio frequencies. These original solfeggio frequencies still have the capacity to transform your life in miraculous ways. Their origins date back to ancient times when they were sung in the Gregorian chants during religious ceremonies in churches of that time. The solfeggio frequencies contain the 6 pure tonal notes that were once used to make up the ancient musical scale. They mysteriously disappeared around somewhere between 590 to 604 AD, presumably lost forever. Our modern-day musical scale is slightly out of sync from the original solfeggio frequencies and is consequently more dissonant as it is based upon what is termed the self-tone equal temperament. Now, I'm going to have to stop there because it's time for a short break. This is Brenda Blindenbaugh and my co-host Monique McDonald, and you're listening to Healing from Loss with Brenda B on Voice America 7th Wave. Stay tuned.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Have you experienced loss in your life and are still working through the grief? Are you ready to start moving forward and feel better? Brenda Blindenbaugh has created a free audio piece to help you get started on this healing journey. Losing a loved one is devastating and can be profoundly painful. understand that you don't have to go through your loss alone. Visit WealthyHealers.com to receive the free audio from Brenda entitled Transform Your Life by Healing Grief and Loss. That's www.WealthyHealers.com.
Be the change. The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are listening to Healing from Loss with Brenda B. To reach out today, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to support@wealthyhealers.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back. This is Brenda B. and my co-host, Mick McDonald. And we were talking about the solfeggio harmonics. And I just want to continue about that. In ancient times, the musical scale was called just intonation. And also, our modern music falls within the A440 hertz frequency, which was changed from A417 hertz around 1914. In addition, a seventh note was added in the form of C or T, as in do, ra, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, vocal scale. While the original solfeggio scale was composed of only six notes, ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la. In essence, all the music we hear today on the radio and what is sold in stores, whether it's rock, jazz, soul, or classical, is atonal and counterproductive in comparison to the amazing transformational powers of the great solfeggio tones. Each of the six solfeggio frequencies correspond to not only a note on the tonal scale, but a cycle per second hertz frequency, a specific color, and ultimately to a particular chakra in the body. For instance, middle C is related to the 528 hertz frequency tone, which is associated to the color green, which in turn is related to the heart chakra. It is the third note on the scale and relates to the note mi on the scale and derives from the phrase mira gestorum in Latin, meaning miracle. The 528 hertz frequency is known as the 528 miracle because it has the remarkable capacity to heal and repair DNA within the body and is the exact frequency that has been used by genetic biochemists. Green, of course, is the primary color of our Mother Earth because our planet vibrates to the frequency of love or to the frequency of the heart. So the six solfeggio frequencies include ut, 396 hertz, and they've labeled it liberating guilt and fear. Re, 417 hertz, undoing situations and facilitating change. Mi, 528 hertz, transformation and miracles, this DNA repair. Fa, 639 hertz, connecting and relationships. Sol, 741 hertz, expression, solutions. La, 852 hertz, awakening, intuition. So, this is a quote by Dr. Leonard G. Horowitz, the renowned medical researcher. And this is what he says. 528 cycles per second is literally the core creative frequency of nature. It is love. It is utilized in meditation practices. There is also evidence that certain genes can be switched on and off based on the exposure to various sounds. Isn't that awesome? Have you any comments to make about this, Monique?
No, I but I'm thinking of two, my sister and a girlfriend of mine who are so passionate and have gifts in music. You know, they're just musically gifted and are very much into the healing arts. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I want to share this with them.
Yes, it is profound. It really is. And it's just starting to come. In fact, do you know that quite a few, like Paul McCartney, has apparently used some of these frequencies in his songs.
Mm.
Yeah, amazing. And many other musicians have been doing that.
So I wonder if the, you know, some of the more, what's considered like new age music, if that would be people who would align with this.
Yes, they are now. I don't know too much. I just know one or two people that have done it, but, and I haven't done, you know, I haven't looked into it, but I will at some point look into it because, you know, this is fairly new and people, when I say fairly new, of course, Paul McCartney must have known about it since he, you know, went to India and all that. Who knows?
Yeah.
So, yeah, very, very interesting. It's certainly being used a lot more than, you know, a few decades ago.
Yeah, so it's coming, it's going to come around again, sort of being, you know, being resuscitated from, like you're saying, ancient times and brought back into current music.
Right. Another way is to release the energy of the emotions that you're experiencing as they surface up by using release techniques. So this is one of the ways, of course, you would release anything from any of these chakras. Meditation on the sacral chakra can help you connect deeply with the essence of who you really are. Because this is a water element, heart-centered baths are wonderful. The chakra is about feelings and emotions, so taking some time to relax and taking care of yourself this way is a great idea. Self-nurturing meals, you know, which is you deserve pleasure. You deserve to be nurtured. Instead of simply making a meal, create a meal. Turn the preparation into a creative act. Another way is dance. Be creative with your body. Try the salsa, the burlesque, samba, sensual dance, belly dancing. This chakra is to do with pleasure. Anything that brings you pleasure raises your vibration. And when that happens, you can have what you desire. See, we're missing this part. Most of us are well aware that our society is so stressed out, which leads to so many health issues. Here are some stats. 1 in 4 women are on antidepressants and have low energy. 75% of women suffer from chronic stress. What we may not realize is that stress and those, you know, the toxic emotions create chaos in our morphogenic field and creates an interference pattern which prevents a broadcast to be heard. We've also lost our connection to pleasure. We've put that as the last item on our to-do list. So Dr. Sarah Gottfried, a Harvard-trained medical doctor specializing in women's health, says that we are all addicted to stress. She was asked in an interview, what was the number one thing we could do to handle things like low energy, feeling stressed out, overwhelmed, agitated, and so on? And the surprising answer was, the first thing we could do is to have more pleasure in our life. It will balance the hormones. Things like, you know, mood swings, low energy, insomnia, overwhelm. If you just add this one thing to your life, it will help to swing the needle and bring balance to your life. So decide to feel good and put it on the top of your list. It affects everything in your life, your health, your relationships, and of course how you feel. Pleasure elevates your vibration. When you feel good, you vibrate at a higher vibration. And when you vibrate at a higher vibration, you will draw in the things that you want in your life. Here are some other things you could do. Create or enjoy art, flowers, colors, music, and beautiful things. swinging in the playground. This is an, you know, an inner child energy, playful, fun energy. That's why I love to be with children. Wow, they know how to have fun. Swimming, because, you know, this is a water aspect, the second chakra. So swimming is really good, being in the water. Tantric lovemaking. I won't go into that because we don't have time. And also afternoon naps. You know that Einstein and Edison had afternoon naps every day or on a regular basis? That's when they also got a lot of these wonderful ideas and inventions. Yoga, forward bend, directly activates the sacral chakra. You can see why, because it's, you know, it's when you're moving forward, you are activating that chakra here, just the chakra there, 2 or 3 inches below the navel. Again, head to knee pose, the camel pose. So these are some of the yoga exercises that really work on the chakra. Honor yourself by finding a hobby or activity that provides you pleasure. Paint, draw, sing, act, dance, exercise your body, garden, and construct, you know, maybe birdhouses for your garden. Something that expresses who you are to others. If you're not sure, you know, what you want to do, then think about, you know, back to when you were 10 or 12 years old. What did you dream about doing with your life's energy that would make you happy and fulfilled? The second chakra is also known as the pelvic chakra. And as we've seen, it deals with our sexuality and feeling. When the pelvic chakra is opened, feelings come very easy and are plentiful. They are easily expressed without you becoming overwhelmed with emotion. A well-balanced pelvic chakra makes for a very outgoing and passionate person. When it's underactive, one becomes very impassive and unemotional, very closed off to anyone. When it's overactive, one may become very sexual, as well as emotional and sensitive all the time. So I'm going to give you an exercise for the pelvic or the sacral chakra. Very easy to do. So step one, you will have to be on the floor for this. So fold your legs under you and sit on them, keeping your back straight and relaxed. Step two, with palms up, lay your hands on your lap. The left hand should be beneath the right hand with the palm of the left hand touching the back of the fingers on the right hand. Thumbs should be touching gently. This should look like you are making a circle shape. So if you're doing that right now, you'll see if that's happening. Step three, focus now on the pelvic chakra and its location at the pelvic bone and lower back. So, you know, just 2 or 3 inches below the navel. Step four, breathe slowly and deeply, feeling relaxed. Begin to softly but clearly chant the word VAM, V-A-M. So this should sound like VAM. So actually when you're doing that, your mouth will be open for the VA, the V and the R, and then you would close your mouth for the M, and you'll actually feel that frequency vibrating right inside your mouth, and later on you may even feel it in the rest of your body. Meanwhile, focus on the chakra and how it affects you in your life, and you will start to feel very relaxed. the physical body, you know, this chakra connects to, is all your body's liquid elements. The blood, lymph, mucus, semen, urine, and saliva. It maintains your kidney, bladder, urinary, reproductive, and circulatory systems. Health issues that may immerse are hardening of the arteries, varicose veins, anemia, kidney, bladder problems, menstrual problems, impotence, and frigidity. Monique, can you see how perfectly this chakra connects with the water element?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really fascinating. And I wonder if that's what creates a desire in some people to really feel compelled to have to live near water.
Yes, yes, because some people really want to live, you know, by a lake or, you know, close to the ocean or whatever. Yes. Hmm. But this chakra really, I can see it. I think if people really listen to this again, they will see how well all these things that we do connect to this sacral chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Now, contrary to popular belief, opening the sacral chakra is not just enhancing sexuality. Achieving balance means directing sexual energy so it becomes a force of awareness. Opening the chakra is more about letting go of guilt and frustration and enjoying the flow or the pleasures of life. So, one of the things we can do, of course, is to take a bath. And I honestly love baths. I have baths more than showers. I don't remember when it was that I took a shower because I always take baths. So one of the things you can also do to complement the, you know, taking a bath is using Epsom salts, maybe one cup of Epsom salts with 5 to 8 drops of the appropriate essential oil for this chakra. Now, I wouldn't use those beautiful rose and ylang-ylang oils on this because, you know, they are pretty expensive oils. I would use them in a different way, but you can use the other oils that I talked about, mix them with the Epsom salts, and then put them in the bath. So, moon meditation. Maybe we're not familiar with this, but again, because the moon has such an effect on this chakra, the moon is powerful. We know that it controls the tides in our waters. So the moon energy meditation assists in releasing and letting go of energy that, you know, that is binding you, that's keeping you stuck, so you can go with the flow of life and grow. So another thing, of course, we can do is affirmations. Now, I usually think of affirmations as mainly reminders to remember who I am. So they're really, really powerful when I use them. I just don't do them by rote because they're not going to do that much if it's, you know, just rote. So what I usually do, depending on what chakra I want to use it on, I will rotate my hand on that specific chakra. So in this case, on the sacral chakra, in a clockwise direction to anchor in these truths. So when we come back from our break, I will be talking about affirmations to do with the sacral chakra. So we need to take another break and we'll be right back.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Have you experienced loss in your life and are still working through the grief? Are you ready to start moving forward and feel better? Brenda Blindenbaugh has created a free audio piece to help you get started on this healing journey. Losing a loved one is devastating and can be profoundly painful. Understand that you don't have to go through your loss alone. Visit WealthyHealers.com to receive the free audio from Brenda entitled Transform Your Life by Healing Grief and Loss. That's www.WealthyHealers.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to Healing from Loss with Brenda B. To reach out today, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to support@wealthyhealers.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back. This is Brenda B. and my co-host, Monique McDonald. And we were talking about the second chakra, and I want to just give you some affirmations to do with the sacral chakra. So, rotate your hand on the sacral chakra in a clockwise direction to anchor in these affirmations, these truths. I live passionately with good health and vitality. I am confident and I'm achieving my dreams. I am worthy of love. I am deserving of all life's blessings. I am enough. What I have is enough. Who I am and what I do is enough. I am good enough to have what I want. I trust the process of life. I am open to my creativity and sexuality. So here are some questions you could ask yourself that will help you know the state of your sacral chakra. Do you have a hard time making decisions? Do you use food or other addictive tendencies as a way to cope with life? Do you feel you are taken for granted? Do you love and respect yourself? Are you comfortable spending time to be alone with yourself? Because if you don't spend time with yourself, why would anyone else want to spend time with you? Do you matter to yourself? Do you put yourself last? So these are some questions you can ask yourself and rate yourself and see where you're at. When balanced energy flows in the sacral chakra, you feel good about yourself and you have a positive self-image. So now we're going to move into the solar plexus chakra. The third energy center, or your solar plexus chakra, is found below the sternum or the breastbone and above the navel. The Sanskrit name is Manipura, which means filled with jewels, in which we find the pearls of clarity, wisdom, self-confidence, and well-being. The gland associated with the solar plexus chakra, is the pancreas. It is represented by the color yellow and the element of fire. Digestion is the main function of the solar plexus chakra. The core functions of this chakra are transforming energy into matter, matter into energy, which means ideas into reality, finding purpose, self-esteem, self-identity, and relationships. So these are some of the physical ailments associated with the chakra: digestive problems, food allergies, diabetes, gallstones, ulcers, liver complaints, anorexia, bulimia, indigestion, insomnia, panic attacks, confusion, fatigue. Physiologically, the solar plexus is responsible for digesting emotions. Anger is usually hidden, it hides pain. And as a result, it hides this inner power within you. This powerful energy is held prisoner when the emotions are suppressed. which must be released if you want to utilize and connect to the inner power of the solar plexus to achieve your goals. Old stagnant emotions create a great deal of inner conflict if they are not released. They cause a lot of confusion that is discharged if you do not deal and resolve the encounters or events that take place in your life. The solar plexus defines your self-esteem, and it's all about your power, your personal power and identity. As a child, we didn't know who we were. We knew that we were no longer part of our mother. So we explored the external world to find out who we are, who we were. We attempted to get our needs met. So what the chakra does is it helps us to digest our experiences in the solar plexus chakra. It is here that we build our sense of identity and find out what sort of person we are. This is often called the ego self. The energy of your third chakra was developed around the age of 5, and you needed to know how unique you were. You had to learn that you had power and that you could use that power by asserting yourself when you needed to be heard, and that you could use that power to define your unique self and make a difference in the world. If your parents did not assure you by reminding you that you were powerful, that you could do whatever you set your heart on, that you were given wonderful gifts and talents to fulfill your purpose here on earth, then your third chakra would be underdeveloped. That was the time in your life that the energy of your third chakra was developing. So if your parents did not validate you as a child by making statements like, you are powerful, you are unique, you can do it, here's a high five, you know, stuff like that, then your third chakra may be stagnant and underdeveloped. Most of us know that not very many parents made validating statements of this kind to their children. The great thing about your subconscious is that it's never too late to validate yourself. Your inner child does not care where the validation comes from. Of course, it's best if you validate yourself, because then you don't need anybody else to do that. So as you validate yourself with the following statement, your third chakra gets charged up and balanced. You could place your hand on your third chakra, which is just above your belly button and just below your sternum, and you can repeat, you know, this affirmation. I am powerful. I am using my power to better my life and all of mankind, or something to that effect. Monique, did you feel you were validated by your parents? And if you weren't, how did you validate yourself?
I don't know that I didn't even have that comprehension really as a child to think about it that way. I was, you know, just a kid doing my thing. So thinking back, I don't know if I really feel that I was or wasn't, but I do know as an adult that all of my stuck emotion was in the solar plexus. I spent years feeling like I had a brick, like a heavy brick, sitting right exactly in that area. I mean, I can put my fist right on it. And sometimes when I'm working with clients now, if they're in that place, I can actually feel it right there in my body, and it's very much in the solar plexus. So I think for me, again, I didn't know any of this, but I sure felt it in my body right in that spot.
Again, it's just indicating how intuitive you were, not as a child because you didn't know this, but now as an adult. Because as I said, once you realize that, for instance, as you felt the stuckness, you did whatever you knew to validate yourself and release that feeling of stuckness.
Yeah, and for me it was a lot to do with again, where I was at in my life and the relationships that I was in and what I was feeling and, you know, it being stuck there and then not expressing what I was feeling. So I always had laryngitis, you know, like it just, like you say, I mean, the body just knows. I didn't know any of this, but looking back now, I think, wow, my body just knew.
I know. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
Wonderful. So this is the third chakra is the last of the personal chakras. And from this chakra, we move to the heart chakra, which is the first of the universal chakras, making this chakra an important place of transition. So how do we heal the solar plexus or the Manipura chakra? There are many ways. And of course, we're going to include color, nature, and sound therapy. So the color of the solar plexus is associated with the color yellow and vibrates at the frequency of a golden yellow. Picturing a beautiful, say, a yellow sunflower where the chakra is located can have an instant effect on balancing it. Yellow candles or surrounding yourself with pictures of yellow things can begin to bring the chakra into balance. The organs and glands governed by the solar plexus are the large intestine, the stomach, digestive system, the adrenal glands, the pancreas, liver, and lungs. So you can use crystal therapy to balance the solar plexus. Some of these are malachite, jasper, tiger's eye, citrine, yellow tourmaline. Usually tourmaline is black, but this is a yellow tourmaline. Golden burlap, rhodochrosite, amber, moonstone, topaz, and agate can all help you cleanse and connect to the solar plexus chakra. So nutrition for the solar plexus is spices that include ginger, melissa, chamomile, turmeric, cumin, fennel, and mint. Aromatherapy, of course, is very powerful. Rose, rosewood, sandalwood, chamomile, rosemary, myrrh, frankincense, ginger, geranium, black pepper, sandalwood, fennel and juniper, peppermint, black pepper, I may have mentioned that already, can also help you to cleanse and connect with this chakra. Now, larch flower remedy can be used to strengthen the solar plexus chakra and self-esteem. So, here's what we can do to use nature to heal the solar plexus. Now, the element is fire. Taking a walk in the sun is extremely beneficial. Now, I don't mean, you know, you have to go there in the midday sun. It can be in early during the day or later in the afternoon or evening so that you can have that sun on you. Sitting in front of a campfire or a fireplace can have an instant healing effect. Now, Monique, I've noticed that in your mentoring program that you always open the session with a meditation around the fire.
Yes, campfire.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like you to talk about that, please.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me, not only that I open it always with a fire meditation, I didn't have any conscious reason why. It just, you know, it just came to me. It was like an insight to do that. And when I chose the place where I live now, it had to have a fireplace. And it was very compelling, very strong feeling that there had to be a fireplace. And I love to sit and gaze at the fire. And if I need to get rebalanced, I have to go out in nature. And like yesterday was our first day of really warm sunshine here. And I just had to go and just sit, you know, just sit in the sun, go take a walk in the sun. So again, it's just following the guidance that my body gives me, always seemingly at the right time, in the right way to do what it needs.
Wonderful. Absolutely great. Thank you. Thank you. That's what I do as well. I walk bare feet in my garden and early morning sun.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So sound therapy for the solar plexus. We've just got a few minutes, so I'm just going to tell you this. The note E is what the Manipura or the solar plexus vibrates to. So chanting Ra in the key of E will begin to bring balance into the chakra. And just one more, listening to frequencies that awaken the Manipura chakra, such as 320 hertz and 528 hertz, which are some of the frequencies which will help to awaken and balance this energy center. The bineural beats utilize a solfeggio frequency at 528 hertz. So we've had a lot today that, a lot of ideas and exercises and all kinds of things that can help us to balance these two chakras. Thank you so much, Monique, for your sharing. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome, Brenda. I look forward to next week.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for spending time with us today. Just a quick reminder to visit www.wealthyhealers.com to receive the free audio on Transform Your Life by Healing Grief and Loss. You can also find me on Facebook at www.wealthyhealers.com/FB. And my Twitter handle is www.wealthyhealers.com/Twitter. Until next week, this is Brenda Blindenbaugh and Monique McDonald sending you abundant blessings.
Thank you for tuning in this week. Please join your host Brenda Blindenbaugh and co-host Monique McDonald for another edition of Healing from Loss with Brenda B. next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. We'll talk next week.